Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby and have ourselves a drink.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
All right, and we are back in the lobby bar for the week of January the 30th, 2023. Brian and Michaela are back. We are back to the Carolinas from our trip to the happiest place on earth, Michaela. And I know that we were there for a whole week because my legs are still tired.
Your legs, your feet, but not our taste buds. Our taste buds still are in great shape. We tasted a lot of amazing things. I don't know if it's the number one reason to go to Disney. Probably it has something to do with like a Avatar Flights of Fury or Rise of Resistance ride. But there was a lot of good eating and drinking at all of the Disney places. There was definitely a lot of walking. And so we earned it. We earned the right to have some cocktails, have some mocktails. We did a lot of that.
Yeah, we did. We did do a lot of that. We went to all four parks. Now at the Magic Kingdom, you can't really get drinks unless you go to a sit down restaurant, but we did do that a couple of times. So we had a couple of wine flights that were very good. But what we're going to be talking about today here in the lobby bar, normally we give you a recipe, but we wanted to just give a little recap of our week. And we started the week out at Disney's Animal Kingdom. And what better way to explore the kingdom of animals than by having a little margarita tasting adventure on your way, Michaela? And that's what we did. We did three margaritas at Animal Kingdom that day, and we saw all the animals and we rode the Avatar rides. Which are worth the price of admission, to be honest. Yeah. Go and ride those. They're amazing. Yeah.
They're amazing. Even the slow ride, it's not scary or anything, but it's beautiful. That whole world of the Pandora kind of area is really, really special. But yes, if you've never been, let me give you the breakdown. There's like an Asia area, there's an Africa area, there's the world of Pandora. There's the dinosaur era. I mean, it's and unfortunately, they didn't have, because that was geared, I feel like it was geared towards much younger children, they did not have a cocktail. But all of the other areas had a really cool cocktail or a margarita that we were able to try. They were different. The one we had in Asia was different than the one that we had in Africa and so on and so forth. And let's talk a little bit about them. We'll post some great pics of us that we took while we were there. One is the Shimmering Green Margarita.
That's right. Yeah, that one came from the Asia part of Animal Kingdom there. And this one was made with Casamigos Reposado Tequila, Ancho Reyes Chili Liqueur, lime juice, cane sugar, pineapple juice. And then lovely lady that was working there was kind enough to rim our glass with some tahine, which is like this very, very, very limey tasting salt. It was a little bit too much, but the thought is what counts there. It was really good, and I liked the addition of the pineapple to it. It gave it kind of a little bit of a tiki kind of a vibe. I like this one quite a bit, but my favorite of the day was the second one that we had, Michaela. That was the African margarita, and that one was delicious. It was very much just a traditional margarita. It was Blanco tequila, some sweet and sour mix, some lime juice, but then instead of using like a triple sec, this one used it was a Vanderhom tangerine liqueur from South Africa, and we need a bottle of Vanderhom tangerine liqueur because that stuff was the bee's knees.
It was amazing. So exciting. I don't know where we're going to find this alcohol. And we haven't even started sourcing. So if you have questions,
we're going to get a GoFundMe to go to South Africa and pick up a bottle, I guess.
There's an idea. I like that. So we're one plane right away. People of all listeners. We'll let you know when we find it, but we're going to get our hands on it. We're going to try and recreate that cocktail because it was so delicious. It was one of those where you really wanted a second and then a third and then a fourth, but you realized that you were on rides with children and it's probably not a good idea to get completely wasted at a park where you're walking and stuff. So we did not do that.
We limited it to one, but it was very good. And that liqueur was a little bit more delicate and softer than like the triple sec. It made it really nice, really refreshing. I really liked that one a lot. That was kind of the highlight of the day for me there. And yeah, you can't have three or four of those because we were getting ready to go on Flights of Passage, which is a pretty intense ride in the land of Pandora. And that is where our third margarita came from, Michaela. That was the Moara margarita in Pandora in Avatar Land, and we're gonna talk more about Avatar here in a second, but this one was made of añejo tequila, Bull's Blue Curacao liqueur, lime juice, and it was topped with the little like infused boba tea balls that had some different fruit juices and things in that. It was more of a slushy type of margarita, which isn't really my jam. Normally, I know that you do a blended margarita a lot of times for your house margarita, but how'd you like this one, Michaela?
So I liked that it was cold, because when I think about the majority of the time you're going to spend in Florida, it's going to be really, really stinking hot. So that I think would have gone a lot better. We went obviously in January and it was not hot. So it didn't really sit as well as I think it would have if it was really warm outside. I loved the boba balls. I thought that they were really tasty and just added a really neat effect. And that was really cool. But this is probably my least favorite tasting of the three, I will say. The shimmering green margarita was really cool because you had the cool luster dust that made it all shimmery. And so this one really kind of tied that from a looks and feel perspective. But from a taste, it's nothing on that African margarita. But maybe it's because we're just purists.
We're purists at heart. That's right. But yeah, so doing those margaritas around Animal Kingdom, that was definitely a good time, and got to do all the things at Animal Kingdom. It was really fun. And then we also made our way to Epcot. Now there is a challenge that's, I don't want to say it's not very well known because it seemed like a lot of people knew about it. But if you go to the International Pavilion, they have all of the countries. I think there's like 11 countries represented there, and you drink your way around the world. Now, that's just something you can normally do. But when we were there, Michaela, it was the Epcot International Festival of the Arts. So not only did they have the 11 countries represented, but they also had, I think there were like 13 food and cocktail stands also set up around there. So it was really a dealer's choice as to what you wanted to drink. And we had some pretty good stuff. And I think the first one maybe was my favorite because it really set the tone for the day, but it was that frozen French martini. How does it get better? Maybe it was the little brie bread bowl bite that we had with it, but that was pretty good too. The frozen French martini, that was the bee's knees. Anytime you put Grey Goose in something, it's probably going to be good. So
yeah. And that one was frozen. And that is it worked. Like I went back and got a second. This was basically my dream come true. We showed up at a place with a giant golf ball, and they were like, hey, Michaela, Brian, there's tons of food you can eat. And there's tons of things you can drink. You have all day. You have 12 hours. Go for it. It was basically heaven on earth. It was fantastic. And you're absolutely right. The French, that French slushy, oh, it was so good. It had, I can't even remember it. The thing that really set it off though, was that cream that they put on the top of it. Mm-hmm. It wasn't whipped cream. It was like a chantilly cream that they had let sit. So it wasn't fluffy. It was like a soft, almost watery cream. And that doesn't sound good. But I'm telling you.
Yeah. Yeah. It was amazing. Yeah. And I have all the ingredients right here. So throw these into your blender at home. Whatever portions you want, whatever you think tastes good, put it in there with some ice. It's probably going to be delicious. But yeah, this thing, it was the Grey Goose vodka, as I mentioned, Chambord, pineapple, orange, and grape juice. And then, yeah, that Chantilly was like this lemon lime foam kind of thing that they just put on top. And it all just kind of melted together into this deliciousness. And you're like, am I in France right now? I don't know. But this France will work for right now because this is delicious.
That's right. There's a miniature Eiffel Tower I'm eating brie out of a bowl. This is great. Yeah. This is amazing. It was the best. It was so good. But we did a lot of eating and drinking. I think we went to like 9 out of the 13 kiosks and either got a drink or got a food pairing. There was a chocolate flight that we did. We paired with
with the Mozart liqueur. Yeah.
That was really good. They had a regular chocolate drinking chocolate flight for kiddos. My son really liked that. He loved to like make his own versions of things and name them cool stuff. And that was great. And we enjoyed the chocolate liqueur. That was really rich. It set us up for, you know, walking the 16 miles we did that day or whatever.
That's right.
Whew. A lot of walking.
Yeah. We really did it up that day. Not a care in the world, because the day before the Oscar nominations had come out, we were having a little bit of a crisis over how many movies we were going to have to watch, but that was all on hold for the Epcot Festival of Arts. So that was a really great time. And then of course we did the Hollywood Studios. We went into the Star Wars Cantina, did some Star Wars drinks. More on that later when we get to our May the 4th episode. We're going to be talking about Return of the Jedi and doing some special drinks from Oga's Cantina there. And just a lot of really fun stuff. We just kind of wanted to recap a little bit. Make sure you're on our Discord, because we were talking about all the drinks that we had and some of the cocktails and mocktails. So make sure you come over there and I can get a little bit more of a deep dive there. But we have important stuff to talk about, Michaela, because movies did not stop. Even though we took the week off, the movies did not. And Avatar: The Way of Water also did not. It took another weekend at $15.7 million, which is good enough to move it into number 4 worldwide all time. It just took over Star Wars Episode 7, The Force Awakens. So now James Cameron has the first spot, the third spot, and the fourth spot. That's a lot of billions of dollars for Mr. Cameron. So he's good. He's good at making movies. He is good at making money. We'll see if he gets up into number 3 as the weeks go on, because he is going to finally get something that I think is going to knock it off the top spot this weekend. We're going to have to wait and see. But we've got a couple things coming out, Michaela. Let me know if you're keen on either of these. And then there's a third one we're going to talk about. So we've got The Amazing Maurice. That is an animated show. It has the voice talents of Hugh Laurie and Emilia Clarke. Game of Thrones, Emilia Clarke, that one. So that one's pretty good if you've got kiddos, time to go there. And if you're on the opposite end of the spectrum, 80 for Brady. Some old ladies want to go meet Tom Brady at the Super Bowl. Who doesn't love that? I guess fans of Tom Brady or people that don't like Tom Brady don't like it. I don't know for sure, but it's got Rita Moreno. It's got Sally Field. It's got Jane Fonda. It's got Lily Tomlin in it. Just what Tom Brady probably wants. Are these ladies coming after him?
Right. I mean, who doesn't want some of the best actresses of our time and our parents' generation to show up and love on you? I'm not a big American football person, so I'm kind of lost on it, but for all my Patriot fans, and then now I guess they're the Bucks. I think that's who they are. I mean, I'm really not good at this, but for all of those people, this is going to be a heavy hitter, perhaps, for sure.
That's right. Yeah, absolutely. So go check it out. It's going to be some lighthearted fun, probably. I'll make a nice matinee this weekend. Go do some brunch. Go see 80 for Brady. And then after you've done that, you can go see the new M. Night Shyamalan film. That is Knock at the Cabin. That is coming out. It's just on the heels, Michaela. We talked in episode 111 about The Sixth Sense. That was the peak of M. Night Shyamalan's powers. But I don't know. Knock at the Cabin has me a little bit intrigued. I think it's probably mostly in part of Dave Bautista. I'm very interested to see if he can do things other than be Drax. And his character from Knives Out, who is Drax adjacent, I feel like. So we're gonna see. I'm kind of interested to see how this one plays out.
I'm also excited about this. But this is the roller coaster that is M. Night Shyamalan. He puts together a good idea, seemingly. The preview comes out. The preview looks great. Same thing happened with Old. Same thing happened with The Village. Same thing happened with Signs. And then you go see it, and either you love it or it completely falls apart about halfway through. So we'll see. I'm hesitantly excited. I love Rupert Grint, and I have not seen him in, I don't know, 13 years. When was the last Harry Potter film? I don't know. too long ago, but I'm excited to see him, and I'm excited to see Jonathan Groff back. If you guys don't know, you all people don't know who he is. He's amazing. He is probably the best King of England ever. Just ask anybody who's watched Hamilton. And gosh, he was in Mindhunter. He's just absolutely wonderful. So I'm probably just gonna be a glutton for punishment and go and watch this.
Go check it out. That's right. That's right. We're not too far behind in our Oscar watch, so we'll have some time if we want to go see Knock at the Cabin. I think that is going to be a-okay. And speaking of Oscars, those nominations came out last week. We're pretty excited. We are getting our own personal spreadsheets put together, so we'll give everyone an update on how we are doing with that next week. And if you want to come over and check out our Patreon, it's patreon.com/drinkthemovies. You're going to want to come over there because we're going to be doing a lot of bonus content. It's a great way to support the podcast and get some bonus material, but we're going to be doing little mini episodes for each of the 10 Best Picture nominees, and those will probably be starting up here later this week or early next week. We'll get the first ones of those out because I think we've got like, I don't know, like 5 weeks, I think, before Oscars, Michaela. So we don't have too much time, but I think we're doing pretty good. We're pretty comfortable with how we are. I think we're ahead of the game a little bit. So we're gonna be doing that. We're gonna be recording those, and then this week on the main show, we're gonna be talking about The Fugitive, one of the greats from the 90s for sure. So very excited to rewatch that and have a little chat about that one. We've got a good cocktail to go with it. So make sure you're checking that out. And thanks for stopping into the lobby bar. Hopefully you enjoyed that little recap. And like I said, come check us out on Discord and get a little deeper dive on those cocktails if you're so interested. But for now, Michaela, we still have like 30 movies to watch. So we better get ourselves to the movie theater and get to watching something. And we'll talk to everyone next time in the lobby bar.